أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, تول من أمري ما أنت أهله وعد علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله.
Brothers and sisters, this is what the next excerpt of this whispered prayer says. Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahlu, wa'ud alayya bifadlika ala mudhnibin qad ghamarahu jahlu. My Lord, please manage my affairs in the very way that befits you. Wa'ud alayya bifadlik, and confer upon me a sinful person who is covered by his ignorance with your favors. The beginning part of this excerpt says, تَوَلَّ مِنْ أَمْرِي مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ. Please manage my affairs in the very way that befits you. This means the human being's knowledge is not enough. That is why they can never have a complete understanding of something. Specifically, their own salvation. What is good to be done in the right path and what is to be avoided. He is only ordered to do as he can. He has been ordered to put effort in the way of salvation. That is why he is called a servant. A servant has to understand and listen to his Lord and nothing else. And because he is called a servant and he has a Lord, which in this case is the absolute cause and his creator, he is unable to understand what is good to be done in the way of salvation. So he must rely on his Lord. He must let his Lord manage his affairs. My Lord, manage my affairs in the way that befits you. Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahlu. And this is exactly what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in Arafah supplication. Ilahi, أغنني بتدبيرك عن تدبيري وباختيارك عن اختياري. Oh my God, O Lord, replace your tadbir instead of mine, and replace your ikhtiyar and your choice of actions instead of mine. So, the true meaning of salvation for a real servant is to rely completely on the Almighty Allah. To let the Almighty Allah manage his affairs in the way that befits him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahlu. And this is exactly what we ask, what we must ask from the Almighty Allah each and every day.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya, the late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, talking about this part of the Munajat Sha'baniyyah, Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahluh, my Lord, manage my affairs in the way that befits you. We mentioned the complete reliance on the Almighty Allah. It is important to note, however, that this kind of reliance on the Almighty Allah, this kind of request from the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to have and manage our affairs in the way that befits Him, is because of what in the previous part was mentioned. Is because of entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah, which was a part of recognition. In the very beginning of this whispered prayer, last year, we talked about true recognition of the Almighty Allah as one of the etiquettes, one of the prerequisites of acceptance of our prayers and our supplications. And by true recognition of the Almighty Allah, the servant knows that it is only Him that we can rely on. And He Himself has told us that He has opened certain doors for us to enter. And prayer, which is turning toward the Almighty Allah, which is iqbal towards Allah, must take place through the ways which Allah has ordered. Anyway, the true meaning of servitude is recognition of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and to rely completely on Him. Because He is the absolute cause, He is the creator of the human beings, their salvation is in His hands alone and no one else. Because He is the only one who can forgive the sins of the servants. The Holy Quran says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes it happens that you do not like something, yet it is good for you. And it happens that you are interested in something, and yet it is not good for your salvation. The next part says, وَعُدْ عَلَيَّ بِفَضْلِكَ عَلَىٰ مُذْنِبٍ قَدْ غَمَرُهُ جَهْلُهُ. And confer upon me with your favors. I am sinful person who is covered by his ignorance. We said, the Almighty Allah has got a vast ocean of mercy, which covers and encircles all the human beings, only if they themselves want. This ignorance does not necessarily mean to be unaware of what is haram and what is a sinful act. Maybe the circle of ignorance is much wider than that. Even the people who do something and they are not aware of the consequences of that action can be called ignorant. And even they deserve to have the mercy of the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك حيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان